Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome to Inside Arsenal. Welcome to the Etihad Stadium, where I'm looking out over a very empty Etihad now. Fans have filtered away after what has been, you certainly wouldn't call it the best of games, would you? But I think it was still a very, very good result for Arsenal. Not the result they would have wanted. I've just seen William Saliba speaking downstairs in the TV, to the TV media, and he said, look, we can't be satisfied with a draw, but I think as they're making the journey back to London today, Arsenal will feel pretty good about themselves after what they produced here today. 0-0, it finished, of course. Very, very few chances at either end. Very similar game to the game at the Emirates early on in the season. Of course, Arsenal shaded that thanks to Gabriel Martinelli's late deflected goal. There was no late drama here today. But as I said, I think Arsenal will take this. Remember, this is a ground where they haven't even got a single point at since 2016. Haven't won since 2015. It's just been a tale of woe at the Etihad for Arsenal in the sort of 9 years since then. And so they'll be very happy. It's a result that leaves them second in the Premier League. Liverpool winning today, coming from behind to beat Brighton at Anfield. So they are now top with 9 games to go. It's Liverpool in the driving seat. Maybe when you look at the games they've got left, they'll really fancy their chances of going on and winning this title now. It's quite interesting at full time, looking out at the Manchester City players. A lot of them dropped to the ground, lying on the floor, whether that was fatigue or what. But I just thought it was quite interesting to see them like that. I think they were very disappointed. They know now they're 3 points behind Liverpool and they're playing catch up. For Arsenal, again, out of the three, as I've said, I think they've got the hardest run in. Got some really tough fixtures coming up. But whatever happens between now and the end of the season, I think this performance here today and what Arsenal have done against the top teams in the Premier League this season shows this is a very different Arsenal that we're talking about now. This is an Arsenal that can come to Anfield and get a 2-2 draw. It's the Arsenal that can come to Etihad, completely shut out a City side who hadn't failed to score at home in the league here since, I think it was October 2021, you know, going back nearly 3 years. But now, you know, Arsenal come here and they've done that and they completely shut them out, just like they did at the Emirates. And, you know, it's a proper men's team, I say, this Arsenal team now. You know, before you had they were seen as a bit soft and you come to these sort of places and they'd roll over and City would walk over them, United would walk over them, Liverpool would walk over them. I think it's very, very different. And they showed that today. They were resilient. They defensively, Gabriel was excellent. Saliba, I thought Saliba was nervy early on, but he really grew into the game. The pair of them absolutely dominated Haaland again. I think he had an XG of naught again, just like he did in the home game. Hates playing against Arsenal, hates playing against Saliba and Gabriel Haaland when they're together. And Ben White was excellent. And it was just a really good defensive display. I think Mikel Arteta, he'll be happy with his side. You saw when I was watching him quite closely in the sort of final 10 minutes. I think he was frustrated at times when they could have broken away and maybe looked to get a winner. There was a late chance when Odegaard sent Trossard away and Trossard ended up taking a shot that was saved. He maybe could have squared it to Martinelli who had come on at that point. And Arteta wasn't happy. You could see he wasn't happy with the sort of decision-making from Trossard at that moment. But I think as they head back down to London, he'll be fairly satisfied with what his side produced. And now it's all about what they get up to in the final nine games of the season. They've got some really tricky away games to come. That's why they're understandably behind Liverpool and Manchester City in the bookies' odds to go on and win this title from this point. But there was still a lot to like about this performance from Arsenal. I think had Saka been fully fit, and he was nowhere near that, that was blatantly obvious, absolutely miles off it. He ended up limping off late on. I was surprised he stayed on that long because he just clearly wasn't fit. You know, had he been fit, had Martinelli been fit enough to get more than 10, 15 minutes at the end, maybe they could have got something out of this. They could have taken advantage of the defensive issues that Manchester City had, but they never really looked like scoring at the other end. Gabriel Jesus put a couple of chances wide in the first half, and like I said, Trossard had that late breakaway after coming on in the second half. But I think no one's going to complain about the point. I think both teams will feel like they deserve what they got. Now it's a case of what they can do in the next nine games, and looking at what Liverpool do, will they drop enough points for either team to go on and take advantage of that?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Right, I'm going to move on to my player ratings now. Remember, anything you want to sort of respond to, then do it in the comments below. I'll talk about this game much more in depth in tomorrow's show. But if you want to be involved in that show, you want to have your say, you know what to do. Put in the comments your question, your reaction, your opinion on the game. Just let me know in the comments below. So we'll go through the player ratings. David Raya in goal. I thought he looked a little bit nervy early on, David Raya. It's interesting. Man City had really heavily watered the penalty area in the first half. But he kept falling over pretty much every time he tried to clear the ball. And you could see the tufts of ground coming out. He was really struggling with his footwear. Didn't happen in the second half. But a couple of those sort of miscue clearances almost put Arsenal under any pressure. Didn't really have a save to make apart from once in the first half when it from a corner, which came in and Ake sort of got his head or his shoulder to it from point blank range. But it went straight at David Raya and he managed to make the save. Other than that, it was a fairly quiet afternoon for him. I gave him 6 out of 10. Ben White, you know, all eyes were on Ben White after what happened with England over the international break, but I thought he played very, very well, Ben White. The first half, when Arsenal did manage to sort of escape the City press, which was quite all-consuming at times, it was Ben White who got down the right on a couple of occasions that eased the pressure and created a couple of chances for Gabriel Jesus that he failed to take advantage of. I thought it was a good performance from Ben White. I gave him an 8. The two centre-backs were fantastic. Saliba, I thought, was a little bit nervy early on, but really grew into the game, second half especially. Gabriel was just excellent throughout. I think Saliba got man of the match from Sky, which I was a bit surprised about. I thought Gabriel deserved it. Gabriel was certainly my man of the match, but both of them were excellent. I gave them both 8 out of 10. Yakub Kivior, I thought he struggled, particularly in the first half. City looked like they were trying to target him. They tried to get the ball to Bernardo as much as possible. Bernardo was trying to take Kivior on and he was struggling a little bit. He was replaced in the second half by Tomiyasu. But to his credit, he sort of stuck to it. Kivior kept going. And you can only do that, I suppose. But I still gave Kivior I gave him a 5 out of 10. Midfield, Jorginho, neat and tidy, did his job. Didn't get on the ball as much as he would have liked or Arsenal would have liked, I don't think. Game sort of bypassed him at times a little bit. I gave him a 6 out of 10. Declan Rice, I thought it was a really good battle with Rodri in the middle of the park. Declan Rice, he showed exactly why Manchester City, Pep Guardiola was so keen to sign him last summer. I gave Rice a 7 out of 10. Odegaard, he was calm under pressure. He looked to sort of lead the press when he could. First 20 minutes of the second half, I thought he did really well at that. Sent Trossard away for that late chance. So I gave Odegaard a 6 out of 10. He just never really got in a position to really hurt Manchester City. So 6 out of 10 for him. in attack, Bukayo Saka, like I said, just did not look fit at all throughout Saka. I was surprised he stayed on as long as he did. He looked like he was limping for most of the first, most of the second half. Eventually did limp off, was replaced by Martinelli, put in one dangerous cross that Gabriel Jesus just couldn't get on the end of at the back post early in the second half. I gave Saka 4 out of 10. I thought it was clearly a player playing who wasn't fit and not match fit. It was a bit of a gamble that didn't really work for Mikel Arteta, but you can understand why he did it. Kai Havertz, I thought, led the line well. It was a real physical battle from Havertz. Didn't see that much of the ball, but when the ball did get played to him, he caused City problems. He disrupted them a lot. Used his physicality well. Thought it was a decent enough performance from Havertz. I gave him 6 out of 10. And then Gabriel Jesus, who was a mixture of lively and frustrating, I described him at. He was on the ball a lot, saw plenty of the ball, but he never really took the right option when he was on it. Had a couple of chances in the first half that he put wide. Just failed to get into the box at the right time to finish off that cross from Saka in the second half. I thought Akanji defended that situation very well. He just got in front of Jesus and disrupted his run. Had he not done that, I think Jesus would have had a tap in. I gave him a 6 out of 10. Substitutes in the second half, Partey and Tomiyasu came on, Trossard and Martinelli as well. Partey, to be fair, he played one nice ball through the lines to Odegaard, which set up the chance for Trossard. But apart from that, he just looks really slow, Thomas Partey. He's definitely not sharp yet. Going to have to work on that over the next 9 games if he wants to have a big impact on this season. Tomiyasu came on to sort of counter the threat of Doku when Guardiola sent Doku on in the second half. Did it pretty well. Was passing was a little bit slack. I gave both of them 5 out of 10. Trossard, I gave 5 out of 10 as well. Did one lovely bit of skill to lose Doku, which was a real highlight. He had that chance later on when maybe he should have passed instead of shooting. So what did I give him? I gave Trossard a 5. Martinelli, I just didn't really give a rating. He came on late on, clearly not fit enough to last more than 15 minutes. Real shame. I think if he was fit and firing, he could have been really been the difference in this game to take advantage of a City side who are missing players and lost Ake to injury in the first half as well. Arteta, I gave a 6 out of 10 to Arteta. He'll be delighted with his side's resilience. I think he'll be delighted with a lot of what his team did. Haven't heard what he said yet in the press conference. His decision to play Saka didn't really work. It was a risk, calculated risk, and I can understand why he took it, but it didn't really work for him, and he'll very much hope that he's not aggravated the problem further, because he did limp off and it looked a little bit of a worry with that game against Luton coming up in midweek. So I gave him a 6 out of 10. But all in all, look, this is a decent afternoon's work for Arsenal. They came here, a place where they struggle consistently, have not picked up a point, like I said, since 2016, and they're going home with something to show for their efforts, which you don't normally get to say about here at the Etihad. It's certainly not game over in the title race. It's Liverpool now with the advantage. They have the lead, but we'll wait and see what happens over the next 9 games or so. So from here at the Etihad, it's finished Manchester City 0, Arsenal 0. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.